Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Just wanted to give you some information about our church. And we are going to be having a men's prayer breakfast coming up on February the 3rd at 8 o'clock in the morning. And we'd love for you to come and be a part of that. All of the men of the church, everybody that's out there, we need to encourage one another. And so we've got Brother Chad Watson coming from the Glory Land Baptist Church. And we appreciate him. He's going to be coming up and preaching for us on February the 3rd at 8 o'clock in the morning. And we're going to have pancakes and bacon, amen, and tenderloin and all kinds of good things like that, and juice and coffee. And I mean, you just name it. You name it. We're going to have it there at the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church on February the 3rd. You come on up the mountain and be with us, amen, at 8 o'clock in the morning. We'd love to have you. We'd love to meet you. And you come and be with us there at the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. We're going to go now to a live recording from the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. This will be part two of the message where we're speaking on the cities of refuge, and we're speaking on the specific city of Golan at this time. Psalms 16:11 says, Thou wilt show me the path of life, thy presence, thy fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Amen. I want you to know this morning, if you're looking, if you're hunting for a place, if you're seeking a place where you can find the presence of Jesus and the fullness of God to have joy in your life, look no longer. Run to that city of Golan, amen, tonight. Maybe you need to find that place this evening. Maybe what you're looking for is not the city of Kadesh, but you're looking for that city of Golan. Maybe it's been a long time. Maybe you've lost that joy tonight. It's time for you to run to a place. Get in it. And remember your first estate with God when God brought you great joy and honor and glory. Jude 1:24 said, Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless, glory to God, before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. I want you to know this morning, if you've drifted in sin and if you've replaced joy with pleasure, you don't have to continue. What you need to do is get back in there, find your place of repentance. Even ask God to forgive you. Abolish all of the sinfulness that you have began. And then this is what you need to do. You need to get that joy back in place of that pleasure. Amen. Get that joy back. Get that service back. Get that place that's going to bring you joy and excitement and love for things of God. This is stuff that you can't buy with your physical money. Amen. Joy. Running to Golan. I think it's what that high priest did at the gate. I thought about this. You're running for your life. And the high priest began. You talk about seeing some joy. You've got the avenger of blood upon your heels. And he's got his sword drawn. He's about to take your life. And you slip in there almost like crossing the finish line. And the high priest says, Hold, stop right there. This is where justice stops. And mercy answered. Hallelujah. You're talking about some joy on the inside, friend. I'm telling you, thank God, I'm so glad. Boy, I told you, they were singing that song there the other night. Amen. The wrath of God met the mercy of the master. Something like that. Amen. What a blessing. Amen. I don't even know how you can put words like that together if you don't know who Jesus is. Maybe you need to run to Golan tonight. Oh, maybe you need to run to Golan. Then that third city, that city of Ramoth Gilead. It means, amen, it means high place or exalted place. Now those that are guilty are in a low estate. The guilty are the lowest of the low. They're the crumbs of the earth. No good. Beat down. Oh, dirty. Rotten sinners, I hope you're getting the picture here. But then all of a sudden, they come to a place where the Lord is lifted up. You say, what are you saying, preacher? Well, the best way that I can paint you the picture is to give you what the Word of God said in Psalms chapter number 40 and verse number 2. The Bible said this, He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and He set my feet upon a rock. And established my goings.
It was Jesus, friend, who pulled me up out of that horrible pit. I deserved to go to hell, amen. I deserved to go to hell for my iniquities. I deserved to go to hell because of my wrongdoings. I deserved to die the death because of all that I've done against the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But it wasn't me who rescued myself. It was the Lord Jesus Christ that pulled me out of that horrible pit. It was the Lord Jesus Christ who helped me and established my goal. It was God who cleaned off the mire from my life. It was the Lord Jesus Christ who helped me keep going on. And he established my goings. Now, I want you to notice this. Tonight, maybe you're beat down in your things. Maybe you're beat down so far, you're just so depressed that you don't know what to do. I want to tell you something. I've been there. I know exactly how you feel. You can get so low, you can't get out yourself. Amen. What you need to do, friend, you need to run to this place. You need to get a hold of this, amen. And you need to get into this city that I'm talking about tonight, that Ramoth Gilead. You need to run there, amen. And you need to let the Lord Jesus Christ establish you again, amen. Put a foundation under your feet, amen. Clean everything around you so that you can grow and exalt the Lord Jesus Christ who is around you. Amen. He's still on the throne, praise God. We want to act like in 2024. But man, oh boy, the church this and the church that, and we're not experiencing this, we're not experiencing that. I'm going to tell you something. This is what I'm praying for in 2024. I'm praying for a church revival. You say it can't happen, it can. My God's still on the throne. We need to quit looking at all that's around us and start looking at him at formless. Amen. Thank God, I tell you, he's still on the throne tonight. Now, I want you to see that it was Jesus who brought me out of that horrible pit. And Jesus got the miry clay off of me. It was Jesus who put my feet upon a rock, upon the foundation. Ephesians chapter number 2, verse number 6 says, And he hath raised us up together and made us to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. Now as the guilty, I deserve to, listen, I deserved hell, but man, as that guilty ran into the gates of that city, what he found was this. He found a seat beside the Savior. He found a seat. Look, they looked at him no different than everybody else. Can you imagine now? All the people that's in these cities, every one of them's guilty. We're in this thing together. Amen. We're in this thing together. And every single one of us need forgiveness, and every single one of us need the Savior. Amen. Y'all with me tonight? Amen. We all need the same thing. We need Jesus. Amen. Here's what I'm looking forward to. Amen. I'm tired of this world. Well, this world looks at us like we're a bunch of lowlifes. Things are about to change. Amen. Things are about to change. You say, what's going to happen, preacher? We're going to take our rightful seat beside the Savior. Oh, I'm going to tell you something. He ain't the Lord Jesus Christ. When he comes, he's not coming. Look, he's not coming for America. Amen. He's coming for the world. Amen. He's going to come. Amen. When he comes in great power and great glory, and the Lord Jesus Christ ascends from heaven, this is what's going to take place. He's going to call his bride home. He's not looking for nations at that moment. He's looking for his bride. Amen. Individuals who love him, who's ran to him, who's found a refuge in the Lord. That's who he's looking for. Thank God. Jesus is my city of Ramoth Gilead. Run to him tonight and he'll lift you up. Then let me give you this fourth city. Shechem. Tonight, that fourth city, Shechem. We find that Shechem speaks of the strength that's found in the Lord. The word Shechem brings across the idea of shoulders. You say, what do you mean, preacher? Shoulders. There's been a time, maybe recently in your life, where you didn't think you was going to make it. And I mean, you couldn't carry yourself. I mean, you got low to the point you said, what's the use? And you got to a place to where Satan had already determined in your mind that you're no good. You might as well just quit. You might as well throw in the towel. There's something on the inside as you're running to Shechem. And you look up at the city gate and it says, shoulder. There's something on the inside of the soul as you cross under the city gates that says, I don't have to carry it anymore. I've got one who'll carry me. I want to bring to your attention tonight, and let you know that his shoulders are big enough for your problems. His shoulders big enough for my problems. His shoulders big enough for the world's problems, amen. What we need to do is lean upon the Lord. Do you remember tonight the story of the man with the lost sheep? The Bible said in Luke chapter number 15, what man of you having 100 sheep, if you lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he find it? And when he hath found it, he layeth it upon his shoulders, rejoicing. Can I tell you tonight, you may have a bunch of cuckabirds all over you. You may have a bunch of the sin stains of the world on you. But this place called Shechem, amen, is a place where the Lord Jesus Christ opens his doors for those that are lost, amen. Those that are in need. Those that need a place of running. Those that need a place of security. He's got the door open tonight. And all you got to do is walk in and say, hey, God, right here I am. And he'll come to where you're at. He'll pick you up. When you ain't got, you say, preacher, I can't. I just ain't got enough faith. You ain't got to have enough faith, friend. He's got enough faith for you and him both, amen. He's going to pick you up in that state. Boy, that state, you think, I'm a lowlife. I'm a piece of dirt. I'm a piece of trash. But then the Lord scoops you up, amen. Yes, yes, you walked away from the fold. Yes, you're outside. Oh, I'm telling you, but praise God, he's come to restore you tonight. Pick you up. Put you on his shoulders. Boy, as he wraps you in the love of the Savior and he's walking with you, now I want to tell you something. You don't have to worry. You can just lean back and trust that he's going to take you all the way home, friend. What you need to do tonight, you need to run to Shechem and let the Lord put you on his shoulders and carry you for a little while. Oh, you need a place of refuge, friend. That fifth city tonight is called Bezer. Now, Bezer means fortress. A fortress is a place that is impenetrable by the enemy. No matter how hard the enemy blows, no matter how hard the enemy attacks, a place that is a fortress, that is fortified, keeps the inhabitants on the inside safe from that which is on the outside. Jesus tonight is my city of Bezer. He's the strongest fortress of them all. In fact, he's impenetrable. No, I want you to know tonight, there's no enemy can take him down. Hey, listen, devil had his chance at Calvary. Amen. But I want you to know this, you can't keep a good man down. Hallelujah. On the third and glorious morning, Jesus came out victorious over death, hell, and the grave. Hallelujah. Hey, why? Because he's an impenetrable fortress tonight. You say, preacher, I've been beat down. The whole world's armies seem to be throwing every missile, every man, every single man, a kind of bullet that you could ever imagine. Satan's throwing all he can at me. I know I've been there, but I want you to know there's some help that I've found. I found if I run close to Jesus and I get in his city, amen, I've got some refuge. And I tell you, he can throw all he wants to at me, but I'm safe and I'm secure in the Lord Jesus Christ. He cannot take my salvation tonight. Amen. Amen. Thank God, no matter how the devil attacks you tonight, just know this, you're secure in the Lord Jesus Christ. Brother Cam, just know, hey, I've been saved by the grace of God, and I know that I am. And I tell you, from this point on, you just keep walking with Jesus inside, knowing this, and hey, I've got a purpose for my life. I've got a Jesus that loves me. I've got a God on this side that's going to take care of me. It's impenetrable. Satan can't take me down, friend. When you're inside this fortified city, hey, some of you fellas, ladies, what you want to do is you want to try to take care of all your problems. Quit going to the door. Stay on the inside where it's safe and send Jesus to the door.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app, where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.